everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our newest winner, captain and senior football and lacrosse star at Somers High School, Miguel Iglesias. Hi, Miguel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on the award, by the way. I'm looking at your nomination letter, and very well deserved. Some serious numbers you had there as quarterback this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And also with us is Coach DiMatteo. Hi, Coach. And as I mentioned before we started recording, this needs, like, you know, movie music for me to go, "Ah, we meet again, Coach." Yeah.
It's always very nice talking to you. This is a wonderful thing for our student athletes. Thank you.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's nice to talk to you again. So now I'm going to start. I'll let the audience know, as I do with all these interviews, that we record them earlier in the week. And some of the things I'm going to discuss happen before the show plays on a Sunday. Now, what I'm going to discuss now with you all is huge, because it is the state championship game tomorrow. Now, you all made the trip up to Syracuse today, getting ready to play in the Dome, and you've had a hell of a season. So let me ask you just right off the bat, how are we feeling at the moment, Miguel?
Feeling pretty good. I mean, we're feeling good. We have a good Whitesboro team to play against tomorrow, but we've prepared all week. Our coach has done a good job preparing us, so we feel confident with the game plan.
And Whitesboro, it's a rematch. So not only are you all trying to repeat, which can be there can be some pressure there, and I'll ask you about that, but taking on Whitesboro again, how does that feel?
I mean, yeah, we played them last year. They played great that last year. They brought back a lot of guys, so it's definitely going to be a great game, and we're just really excited to play.
And, hey, they might have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, too, after losing last year, so I guess that's something to take into account. But when it comes to repeating, Miguel, what's that like for the team? How difficult was it? Yes, I know when you get to that first state championship, that's huge, but there's a lot of pressure involved in being the team that everybody's aiming at, everybody's shooting for, because you were the top of the heap. What was that like this year?
I mean, for us this year, I mean, it definitely felt a little bit more pressure, but this team, our senior class especially, we kind of look at it as just trying to get our goal and trying to win us a state championship for our class and for our town and for our team. So it means a lot. And obviously, it's a possible repeat opportunity, but I think we're just focused more on winning the game for our team and for our coaches and our community.
Okay, and yes, and for this particular class too, that is very important. So that is a feather in the cap for this class, and you were as dominating this year as you were last year. I mean, 467 to 131, I think, in the regular season when it comes to how you outscored your opponents. And though we do have to give props, and I wanted to ask you a question about this, to Yorktown and Harrison. Now, those two games, there was a final of 16-12 and another of 14-6. They did a pretty darn good job of holding this offense. So what did you all learn from that? What were you able to take into, say, the next week's game or the rest of the season to say, oh, we got to take a look at what exactly, you know, Harrison and Yorktown did to us?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely, sparks you a little bit and just puts some realization that it's not all fun and games sometimes. And sometimes we're going to step on the field with a great team, and they gave us their best shot, and they definitely played really well. So it definitely, rattles us a little bit.
I'm sure. And, I've joked about this before, but both of them probably had T-shirts made up saying we almost beat them. We almost had Somers, but you had some great numbers this year, Miguel. As I mentioned earlier, 33 touchdowns. You threw for 2,163 yards, and you've been a 3-year varsity, all league, all conference, Journal News Elite 11. You're also captain this year. Now, let me ask you, everybody I interview for this is the captain of their respective teams. What's it been like being the captain and also the captain now for a team that is in that repeating mode? How does that feel? Yeah. Any pressure?
I mean, a little bit, yeah, but we've had some great captains in the past, like Nikki Creco, Ryan Cole, all those guys. They just set a good example of what a captain should be like. So this year, I kind of want to step into that role and be a captain, and I think we've done a great job so far this year, me and the other three captains. I mean, we've gotten really far in the year this year, but we're not done yet, so we have one more tomorrow, so it's kind of just keeping the team in line all the way to the end.
And that was another thing I was going to ask you. You know, you mentioned some of those names of the older players, the players that came before you. Any particular lessons that you learned from them that you've taken forward with you?
I mean, definitely. I think one of them would be that football is a fun game. It's a great sport. There's obviously a time where you need to lock it in and stop goofing off and just really practice hard depending on the opponent. And depending on the week.
And what about some of the younger players now? Now, you know, you've been in their position. Anybody this season particularly impress you and, you know, make you particularly proud of their, you know, of their improvements possibly?
Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of young guys that came up from playing JV and those juniors that are now on the team. And Dean Palazzolo's done a great job all year. Obviously, he's no name that you haven't heard before. I mean, we have guys like Cameron Violante, who's a sophomore. His brother was a varsity free safety last year. My younger brother, Tristan, he's doing a great job too. I mean, these guys just step into a role and just aren't afraid of the pressure.
And that's great. And obviously, they have certainly stepped up because here you are on the precipice of winning another state championship. So that's fantastic. And I mentioned earlier that it is not just football. It is also lacrosse. And, you know, heck of a lacrosse career is the word I'm looking for there. You've been varsity all 4 years. You're captain as well. All section a couple of years there is. Too, and you're also the captain of the club team, Primetime Lacrosse, where that team has had multiple championships, including the National Lacrosse Federation team and North American Lacrosse team titles. So explain to me just a little, because I know there are some team sports with some of the folks I talk to as opposed to, you know, their school sport. So what is the team sport difference and how do you, I mean, where does that fit in, like, schedule wise?
Somers is more in the springtime, but club lacrosse, which is the primetime team, is throughout the summertime. So, and then we play teams from all around, kids from Florida, all over the country. So it's good.
And playing year round, obviously that's worked for you because your bona fides have gotten you into Notre Dame to play lacrosse at Notre Dame. And that's huge. Congratulations, man. How was that process? I mean, I'm sure other teams were knocking at your door, and this was last year. You know, you did, you know, they got you in your junior year. How did it feel, first of all, to deal with the pressure of the process and possibly other schools, but also to have that pressure taken off, knowing you don't have to worry about it your senior year?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely a very stressful process for me and my family. I mean, my parents did a great job of making sure I was composed throughout the process and dealing with a lot of the things behind the scenes that I a lot of times didn't want to deal with. So they're very thankful for them for helping me through that. But yeah, I mean, once we visited Notre Dame, it's just a beautiful school. I love the coaches. So that was kind of a no-brainer there for me. And then it's definitely a big weight off the shoulders, not having to worry about that as much anymore.
And having that support group is absolutely huge. And I'm sure walking on the campus of Notre Dame was enough. I mean, the question I was going to say is, what made you choose Notre Dame? And then you just answered it. We walked on campus. That was it. And I said, yeah, I'm going here. And plus, it's Notre Dame. So, as a coach, talk to me about Miguel here and talk to me about tomorrow. That's the big day. Miguel's your guy. He's been your quarterback. He has led you there to this this possible repeat. Just tell me the story.
Miguel, obviously, you know, going to Notre Dame for lacrosse is an unbelievable thing for a Northeast athlete. And, you know, he probably could have been a really high-level college football player as well. But the thing that separates him is his leadership qualities and his it factor. You know, everyone in athletics kind of, you know, they know what it factor means. You can't really put a definition to it. But when things get hard, this young man becomes a different person. And he's been unbelievable for us for a very long time. And we got one more together, and I can't wait to go to war with him tomorrow because he is a very special person and a very special leader. And someone that I can lean on and trust in a you know, in my opinion, in the hardest position of playing sports. And, you know, we're pretty complicated in what we do. And there's not a play call on our play sheet that we don't like tomorrow night. So we're going to cut this young man loose and let him be himself. And can't wait to see what he does.
Oh, that's fantastic. And have some fun while you're at it, too. Remember that one lesson. Football is supposed to be fun, too. So
we have a lot of fun in Somers. Trust me.
I'm sure you do. And, hey, you know, fun certainly comes with the winning as well. I'm Frankenberry, and you are listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior football and lacrosse star at Somers High School, Miguel Iglesias. Now, Miguel, with this award also comes the academic side of things, and you've got that well in hand. You have a 93 average in AP and honors courses. And of the classwork, though, what is it that really strikes your fancy? What's the class you look forward to the most?
I mean, I've always loved history and English. I like all my classes, but for me, it really depends on the teacher and the relationship you have. But really, English and social studies.
Okay, now are those courses of study that you might consider at Notre Dame, or are you going to wait till you get there to see what's up?
I'm still deciding. I'll probably wait till I get there and figure it out then.
All right. And any class, and this is one of my favorite questions because I do get some interesting answers. Is there any class that you've taken maybe last year or maybe something you're taking now, like an elective or something like that, that you have enjoyed a heck of a lot more than you thought you were going to?
I would say my sophomore year, I took a criminal law class that I enjoyed a lot, and it was really interesting and to learn about the law and how it works. And so it was a fun class that I enjoyed.
And I'm sure it's nice, you know, to have a class like that just to take a little bit of a break, you know, from the others and do something a little bit different. So I see also you're a member, a 3-year member of the National Honor Society, and you're a peer leadership member of peer leadership, mentoring underclassmen. And that's got to be pretty rewarding, you know, to try to help guide some of these kids and some of these kids that may be pretty daunted by the whole high school experience. How does that feel?
I mean, for sure. I remember walking into high school my first time as a freshman, and, you know, just the seniors and their leadership, the way they help you to classes, they make sure you know where to go, you're there on time. I mean, so I realized then right then and there that I wanted to do that my senior year for the incoming class. And it also helped having my brother come up when I was a junior. So I wanted to be there for him and all his friends because I know them very well. So that was my biggest factor.
And I'm sure it feels very good to be able to pay that back a little bit and know that you are the person that new kid can lean on if need be. Now, also, tell me about Gear for Good. That is something that you were the co-founder of, and basically you provide some used gear for some local charities and some local clubs.
Yeah, that was something me and my mom had started because we realized over the years about how much lacrosse equipment we go through as a family in our house, which is a lot. So as the years go on, we grow out of stuff, but it's still all very usable. So we realize, I mean, we can't just throw it out. It'd be a waste. So then we started collecting friends, teammates, all their old used equipment, and we started donating it and turned into something very nice.
And I'm sure that's more than welcome, especially for some of these groups, some of these charities that can't really afford it, because I'm sure some of that equipment is pretty darn expensive.
Yeah,
So being able to have you folks there is a huge bonus. And also, you volunteered with United for the Troops, collecting and shipping care packages. And this is a pretty busy time of year, obviously, for such a thing. Are you still involved with that?
Yeah, I've done it throughout the past couple of years, too, just around the holidays, making baskets, shipping out food and trucks, so doing stuff like that.
That's got to feel good, though, because, I mean, that can be pretty pretty lonely, I'm sure, you know, to be out in the field like that and to be deployed and to not have family other than your immediate family. So to get those packages has to be a pretty huge deal. So now tell me, Miguel, you're a busy guy, obviously, and you got a big day coming up tomorrow. But is there anything that you do just to give yourself a little bit of a break? Sometimes you say to yourself, I just need a breather, even if it's only for 5 minutes. Is there any hobby that you have, something that you turn to just to take that breather?
I mean, during the summertime and springtime, I love to fish. I love to be outdoors, whether it's taking the dog on a walk or doing something like that. That's something I love to do during the day. And in the wintertime, I always love throwing on a good movie every once in a while, so those things probably.
Well, I am with you on throwing on a good movie, believe me. And my brother would concur, by the way, on fishing. That was always his thing. If for any reason my brother wasn't around, I came back from college and my brother's not there, I'm like, he's stressed out and he's fishing, isn't he? You know, my mom, my sister be like, yep. But so, Coach, before we wrap things up here with Miguel, just give me some last words here, you know, when it comes to him and tomorrow.
I'm a little disappointed he didn't bring up my archery class because he's at archery. He's lights out. He comes in there. He's never done it before. He lights it up, and now he's talking about other classes. So, we might be running some different plays tomorrow night because of that. But obviously, he's one of those guys that whatever he picks up, he's good at. He's a natural athlete, but he's a better person. We've had our eyes on him since he was 9 years old. He's one of a generational athlete and more so a generational person, and he's going to impact our program for years to come. And he already has had such an impact in the youth program, and he's a celebrity in town. He's a wonderful person, and no one is more deserving with this award than he is. And just can't wait to get to work with him tomorrow for one more. That's
there you go, and it'll be a big one. And you know what, Miguel, you can take those words with you to Notre Dame, where I'm sure you'll make the same impact, if not better or stronger, I should say. But anyway, listen, Miguel, again, congratulations on the award, and to you, Coach, the team, the town, your class, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us on.
Thank you.
And for Somers High School's Miguel Iglesias, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.